Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Carol Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Guile. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike Dulac. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike Dulac. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1. Red Sox, 1. Carol Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger who is chasing the ball. Jensen reaches third base with a triple. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clinton moves to third. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile strikes out. Carrion drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Guile out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2. And the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen. Esposito reaches second base with a double. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger throws the ball into Fox, who tags DeLock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrion is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen. Carey reaches second base with a double. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guile scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. Carey moves to third. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Esposito hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0 for 1 in the game. Guile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Guile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bauman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a pop-up towards first. Guile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0 for 2 in the game. Guile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to third. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauman for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hardy. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Budden pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 3 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito throws to second for one, and Fox throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hardy moves to second. two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bryce now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger, who is chasing the ball. Clinton reaches third base with a triple. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Red Sox, 5. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Muffet now pitching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Carey reaches second base with a double. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Esposito hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Guile moves to second. Cal McLish now pitching. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet hits a ball on the ground for an out. Green moves to third. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Muffet moves to second. Two outs. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Carroll Hardy. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson, who is chasing the ball. Geiger reaches third base with a triple. Green scores. Muffet scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing center field. Al Smith pinch hits for Cal McLish. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.